The words of God given to us today are
사도행전 17장 22절부터 25절까지입니다. 신약성경 218쪽입니다.
Acts chapter 17 verse 22 to 25. Allow me to read. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription to unknown God. Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temple by hands. And he is not served by hands as if he needed anything because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. Amen. At the Areopagus, which looks up temples such as the Parthenon of Acropolis, and overlooks those of all gods around Agora, Paul began to preach by mentioning the altar for unknown God in Athens to the Athenian philosophers.
그동안 아테네 사람들이 알지도 못하고 경배해
Paul was trying to let them know who the God they had worshipped was without knowing.
그리고 바울은
And he proclaimed the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands.
천지를 창조하셔서 온 천지
만물의
주인이시고
The Creator and the Lord of heaven and earth is larger than heaven and earth.
인간이 손으로 지은
And his boundary is not limited to the buildings made by human hands.
우리는 아레오바고에서 바울이
We can visualize that Paul points up to the temples of Acropolis with one hand, while indicating with the other hand those around Agora below the Areopagus. In this sense, the Areopagus was the best place to testify the Lord who created heaven and earth to the people of Athens, the city of idols. On the podium created naturally by the Lord, Paul's sermon went on as follows in the first half of verse 25, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Athenians thought human sacrifice was necessary to please God. They thought that gods could be full only when they offer enough food before the idols, look beautiful only when they dressed the idols with splendid clothes, and be rich only when they offer their money. So they offered everything they had to the temples. Particularly, people at the time offered even humans, even children, to make gods rejoice and be happy. They believed that gods should rejoice and be happy with their sacrifice in order for them to avoid disasters and be blessed. We need to think deeply about this. If a god could be full only when people offer food, look beautiful with splendid clothes, and be rich with people's money, is that God not completely relying on people? In other words, Is that God not inherently insufficient,
채울 수 있는
and testifying himself having no ability to fulfill the deficiency.
그 신들의 부족함을 채워줄 인간이
if there were no humans to fulfill their deficiency,
소멸할 수밖에 없지 않겠습니까?
Was not inevitable for them to disappear by themselves.
인간들이 없는 허허 벌판에서는 아예 존재할 수도 없지
않겠습니까? Where there is no human being, can there be a God in the first place?
어떻게 지상에 존재하게
Then
되었습니까?
How could those gods exist on earth? That was because there were humans who made those gods.
인간들에 의해 필요가 채워지는 신들은 그 필요를 채워줄 인간들이 없어진
When there were no more humans to fulfill the deficiency of human created gods, How many gods were there disappearing forever in history? When realizing such true nature of idols, Paul proclaimed that the Lord is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything. This does not mean that God is not worshipped by humans, but is not worshipped to fulfill his deficiency with human offerings, like idols were. The Greek word prosdemai, translated as insufficient, originally means to want further and used only once in the New Testament in today's scripture.
자기 충분성을 지니고 계시는 하나님은
The Lord has self-sufficiency and is not insufficient in anything.
그래서 인간에 의해 피조되고
So unlike idols, completely dependent on humans, since being created by humans, the Lord does not want further for humans to fulfill his deficiency. Therefore, the Lord is the Lord even when there is no human being.
창조되기 전에도 하나님이셨습니다.
Our God
하나님께서는
was God even before the beginning.
당신의 충분성으로 천지 만물과
and was
인간을
창조하셨습니다.
바울의 설교는 25절 하반절에서 이렇게 이어집니다.
The latter half of verse 25 says, Because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. In the scripture, verse give has the opposite meaning of not served in the former half of the same verse. God is not served by human hands to fulfill his deficiency, unlike idols created by man. Rather, God gives all men life and breath and everything else necessary, which can never be imitated by lifeless idols.
하나님의 자기 충분성으로 인함입니다.
This is thanks to the self-sufficiency of God.
자기 충분성은 당신 홀로
God's self-sufficiency
당신
is not the extent to fulfill only himself.
천하 만물을 창조하시고
It is full enough to create man and take care of everything man need.
하나님의 자기 충분성은
It is
충분합니다. 그러므로
eternal.
하나님과 인간 간의 관계에서는
This is why in God to man relationship God is not dependent on humans but on the contrary Men are completely relying on God.
아니라 우상들처럼
If the Lord was not God
하나님이시라면,
who gives,
인간이라는
but who is only served, man could not come to exist in the first place.
인간에 의해 피조되고 인간에 의해 부족함이 채워져야만 하는 우상들의 흥망성쇠는
The fate of idols created and served by human hands are decided by man.
하나님께서 주시는 것으로
존재하는 But the fate of man created by the Lord and can only exist by everything he gives is determined by God. As such, Paul had a spiritual insight to see through the fundamental problem of Athenians' religiousness and to explain in language and words.
대단한 영적 통찰력의 소유자였습니다. 그러나 여기에서
But right
우리는
here,
한 가지 질문을 제기하지 않을
we
수
have
없습니다.
A question as follows.
하나님께서도 구약 시대에
Did God we believe in not receive all the offerings by human hands in the age of Old Testament?
매 주일마다 하나님께
Even today, do we not make offerings to God by our hands?
하나님과 우상 사이에
Then
무슨 차이가
what is the difference
있을 수 있느냐
God 라는
질문입니다. 언뜻 대단히 타당한 질문처럼 보입니다. 구약 성경에서 제사의 책으로 불리는 레위기에는 어떤 경우에는 어떤 제사를 드려야 하고 각 제사 때마다 어떤 제물들을 바쳐야 하는지
and which sacrifice should be offered to God for each offering in detail.
따라서 재물을 받는다는 관점에서만
Therefore,
하나님이나
God looks the same as idols in that he is served by human hands with all the sacrifices, but there is a fundamental gap between the two which can never be filled.
앞에서 말씀드린 것처럼
As mentioned earlier, gods made by man were served by man to fill their deficiency. It was not for man who made the offering, but for their own happiness and pleasure. However, the Lord let people make offerings. Not for himself, but for man whom he loves. The law of God says the wages of sin is death. All sinners must die before holy God.
그래서 하나님을 창조하시고 하나님께서 인간을 창조하시고 생명과
God who gave life and breath to man made the offering and sacrifice the way to save people from sins. In the age of Old Testament, people needed to put their hands on the head of sacrifice before offering.
안수 기도를 드려야만 했습니다. 안수 기도는 죄의 전가
Praying with putting hands on was a procedure to pass on sins.
제가 하나님의
Lord, I committed this sin going against the law of God.
죄의 싹은 사망이기에
I should die for sinners.
하나님 앞에서 마땅히
Cannot stand before God.
그러나 하나님의 자비를
But I offer this sacrifice for me,
저 대신
asking your mercy on me. Please receive this sacrifice and forgive my sins.
이 안수 기도를 통해서 제사 드리는
Through
사람의
prayer,
죄가 제물에게 전가됩니다. 그리고 그 제물이 제사 드리는 사람의 죄값을 대신 치르기 위해서
and by offering the sacrifice to the altar to pay the price of a sin, that sin is redeemed.
하나님께서 인간에게 제사와 제물을 요구하신 것은
Therefore, the offering and sacrifice was not used to fill the deficiency of God himself, but to forgive the sins of man whom he loved.
인간을 구원해 내시기에도
충분했던
것입니다.
Self-sufficiency of God was sufficient enough to save man from sins and death. However, the offering with the animal sacrifice worked only once, which means offerings were effective only in a limited way. It was because the animal sacrifice for man were imperfect and the priests were human and imperfect as well. Therefore, God let the innocent and perfect priest make eternal offering which cleans human sins forever with perfectly pure sacrifice.
그 막중한 인물을 하나님께서는 당신의 독생자 예수님으로 담당케 하셨습니다. 하나님께서 창조하신 피조물 가운데는 그 누구도
no one 무엇도 그 and nothing among those created by God could hold such a grave responsibility.
예수님께서는 성부 하나님의 뜻에 따라서 인간의 죄값을 대신 치르시기
following
위해서
Father God's 십자가에 Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross to bear human sins. The overall process from the crucifixion to resurrection was the eternal offering of Jesus as perfect priest, making himself as perfect sacrifice.
영원한 제사장이 되어서 치르신 완전하고도 영원한 제사였습니다. 그래서 그 예수 그리스도를
Thus,
믿고 구주로 영접하기만 하면 옛날 사람들처럼
and receives the gospel,
제물 삼은
never need to repeat the same offering with animal sacrifice,
하나님의 자녀로
but is saved as children of eternal God.
그 모든 구원 사역 역시 하나님의
This deliverance and work of God was only possible thanks to God's self-sufficiency. Today, for Christians to make offerings to God is also
not to fulfill the deficiency of God. 아닙니다. 또 우리가 하나님께 헌금을 먼저
And it is not true that the Lord saves people
확인하시고,
only when they offer first.
구원해 주시는 것도 아니고 더 많은 헌금을
And that
받은 사람을
God is pleased more with bigger money.
아닙니다. 만약에 그렇게 생각하는 그리스도인이 있다면 그 사람은 하나님을 자신이 부족함을 채워드려야 할 우상으로 간주하고 있는 것과 같습니다. 생각해 보십시오. 인간이 창조되기도 전 태초 전부터 스스로 계실 정도로 모든 것이 충분하시고 하나님의 사랑 역시
and to sacrifice his own son to save man from sins and death
당신의 독생자를 십자가의 제물 삼으시기까지 충분하신 분이 무엇이 부족한
then
것이
why does the Lord
우리 주머니 속에
need the money in our pocket
그럼에도 우리가 자발적으로 하나님께
Nevertheless,
헌금을
we make
드리는 것은
offerings
하나님께서 우리에게 먼저 베풀어주신 하나님의 은혜에 감사드림과 아울러 내가 지니고 있는 모든 것이 하나님께서 주신 것임을 고백하면서 만민을 구원하기 원하시는 하나님의 사랑과 생명이 세상 사람들에게 전해질 수 있도록 도구로 사용하기
and use it as a mean to spread God's forever love and life to people in this world.
함께 상세하게 살펴보겠습니다만
As we will go more deeply in this coming Wednesday Bible study, God ordered 99-aged Abram as follows. In the Genesis 17:1 says,
너는 내 앞에서
I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
노인이라면 그 삶의 모든 면에 걸쳐
Is it not normal for old Abram, age 99, to be insufficient in every way? Then how could he live such a blameless life?
이루어갈 수가 있겠습니까? 그러나 하나님께서는 아브라함에게 너 혼자 너 자신의 능력으로 너 재주껏
did not order him to be blameless alone.
너는 내 앞에서 행하여 완전히
God ordered him before me and be blameless.
하나님의 앞에서 행하면
If Abraham is before God, God is behind Abraham.
즉 하나님께서 아브라함에게 내가
This means that
주위에서
The Lord ordered Abraham to be blameless as he supports Abraham if he just walks before the Lord. This means that you can perfectly walk before me no matter how old you are, no matter how insufficient, and no matter how hopeless The condition you encountered is
약속의 말씀이었습니다. 아니 하나님께서 대체 어떤 분이시기에
And who is God to become such a perfect supporter of man?
하나님께서 아브라함에게 말씀하셨습니다.
The Lord said,
나는
I am God Almighty.
너는 내 앞에서
Walk before me and be blameless.
하나님께서 전능하신 하나님이시기에
It is possible since God is almighty. The Hebrew uses prefix and suffix to mean a person and does not generally use the personal pronoun. When a personal pronoun is used, it is to specially make an emphasis as the Greek does. God used I, the first person subject,
전능한 하나님이라고 말씀하셨어.
To talk to Abraham.
아브라함의 심령 속에 하나님 당신
It was to stress the Lord was almighty.
이었습니다. 히브리어 원전
In the Hebrew original,
전능한 하나님이
The Almighty God is recorded as
있습니다. 히브리어 하나님을 뜻하는 엘과
Which is a compound of El, meaning God, and Shaddai, meaning the Almighty.
단어는 전능자라는 의미와 함께
Meanwhile, Shaddai has another meaning of the sufficient.
하나님께서 전능자이실 수 있는
The reason why God is Almighty is His sufficient.
전능자이실 수 있습니다. 하나님께서 충분자이시기에 하나님께서 천지를 창조하시고 인간에게 필요한 모든 것을 주실 수 있는 것입니다. 그러므로
God is almighty enough to create heaven and earth and man.
아브라함 한 사람만의 백그라운드가 되시는 것이 아니라 하나님을 믿는
That God saved man from sins and death
되어 주시기도 합니다.
By sacrificing his only son to the cross
전능자이신
was also because the Lord was El Shaddai the sufficient
이런 하나님이시기에 하나님께서 우리에게 요구하시는 것은
What God wants from us is not a shallow material in our pocket.
우주 만물을 창조하셨기에 우주 만물이 다
He created heaven and earth.
왜 하나님께서
So is the Lord of everything. Then why does he try to make a relationship with us on the purpose of receiving our material? The needs of God for us is totally different. Deuteronomy 10:12-13 testify, And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his way, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own God?
규례를 지킬 것이 아니냐. 하나님께서 우리에게 요구하시는 것은
The requirement of God for man
인생 사역
is to live a happy life, abiding by God's words, the user's guide of life, given by the Lord who created us.
하나님께서 우리에게 당신의 말씀대로 살라고
명령하시는 것은 절대로 following his words,
당신을 위함이 아니라
never for his own benefit,
우리 자신을
위함이 but for our sake.
그 길만이 우리가 호흡이 있는 동안
Only that way for us
참된 행복을
is to live
살 수 있는
a truly happy
유일한
life.
길이기 때문입니다. 그래서 하나님께서는 선지자 미가를 통해
In addition, God told us through the prophets as follows.
미가서 6장 6절에서
In the Micah, chapter 6, verse 6 to 8 says, With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
하나님과 함께 행하는 것이 아니냐. 하나님께서 우리에게 구하시는 것이
Needless to say,
하나님 앞에서의 바른 삶인 것은
God wants man to live righteous life because men are able to be happy when living righteous life.
두말할 나위가 없습니다. 그래서 하나님께서
Therefore,
가장 싫어하는 사람이 자기가
God hates the most
those
who think they can make the Lord take their sides with their own possessions.
자기 편으로 만들 수 있다고 생각하는 사람들입니다. 그 사람들은 하나님을 세상의
defaming God to be obsessed with the worldly things.
그래서 하나님께서는 그들이 바치는 제물을 기뻐하시기는
So God did not even receive their offerings and rather denounced them.
통해서 이렇게 질타하셨습니다.
In the Isaiah 1:11-13, the multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams, and the fat of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me.
하나님께서 당신의 유익을 위해서 우리가
The reason
가진 것 그
why God does not require
않으시고,
us to for what we have for His sake.
우리에게 당신의 말씀을 주시고
why He requests us.
To live a happy life
by giving us His words, which are more than we deserve, and why He wants us to live righteously with God by saving us You're sacrificing his only son.
원하시는 것은 그 하나님께서는
is that
무엇에도
the Lord
부족함이 없으신
El Shaddai, El Shaddai
충분자시기 때문입니다.
The Almighty and sufficient.
중요한 질문이 제기됩니다.
Here we have another question.
하나님께서 우리를 구원하시고 우리에게 필요한 모든 것을 주시고
El Shaddai and sufficient enough to save us and guide us to the way where we live happily and righteously and become our supporter, making our life perfect. Why is our life so insufficient?
충분자 하나님을 믿는 만큼 우리의 삶 속 우리의
Is
삶도
it not natural that we who believe in God should be sufficient as God is sufficient?
남아야 마땅하지 않겠습니까? 이 질문에 대한 해답은
The answer to this question
간단합니다.
is so simple.
우리에게
We need to be insufficient and lacking something.
없으면 우리는 절대로
so that we humbly walk
충분자 하나님을
with the Lord
겸손하게 뒤쫓지 않기 때문입니다. 이를테면 우리의 부족함은
For instance,
부족함이 없는 충분자
our deficiency
깊이
교감할 is the
수 있는 접촉점으로서
which interconnects us with sufficient God.
그래서 다윗은
So David confessed, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
없으리로다고 고백했습니다. 다윗은 젊은 시절에는 사울 왕의 칼을 피해서 10년 동안
Although the life of David itself was insufficient enough,
아들,
hiding out from Saul for a year and running away from the coup
그
of the son Absalom.
부성이었습니다. 그러나 자기 인생의 부족한 것들
He 때문에
다윗은 일평생토록 부족함이 없으신 충분자 하나님을 자기 인생의 백그라운드로 모시고 살 수 있었습니다. 그러므로 우리의 인생에서 부족한 것 자체는 아무 문제가 되지 않습니다. 중요한 것은
In this sense,
그
what is
부족한
important
상황 속에서도
is to live a righteous life
정의를 구현하고
toward a truly happy life
실천하고
before God.
겸손하게 하나님과 동행하는 바른
And to walk humbly with God
우리의
백그라운드이신
하나님께서
Then God, who is sufficient and our supporter, will take care of our life to be perfect with His sufficient grace. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent when we commemorate the crucifixion and wait for the resurrection of Jesus to save us.
하나님께서는 우리를 살리시기 위해 당신의 독생자를 십자가의 제물로 내어 놓으시기까지 우리에게
Did you live
부족함이
your life
없는
far away from
충분히 내려주셨음에도
that where you humbly walk with God, materializing righteousness and practicing mercy in God because you had no time other than grumbling and blaming God for your deficiency? Although God gave sufficient mercy on us, sacrificing His only Son to save us forever,
않습니까? 이렇게 살아서야 우리가 과연
Then how could we say we believe in God?
하나님을 믿는다고 고백할 수 있겠습니까? 우리가 과연
And we live a happy life which God wants us to live?
겠습니까? 참회의 절기인 사순절 넷째 주일을 맞이해서 그동안 우리의 믿음 없었음을 하나님 앞에 회개하십시다. 내 인생의 모든 부족한 것들이 오히려 부족함 없는 하나님의 은혜임을 깨달아 하나님께 감사드리면서 어떤 상황 속에서든 참된 행복을 향한 바른 삶을 실천하십시다. 그때 우리의 백그라운드이신 하나님께서 반드시 우리의 삶을 책임져 주시겠습니다. 왠지 아십니까? 우리가 믿는 그분은 엘샤다이 전능자이시기 동시에 충분자이시기 때문에 기도하시겠습니다.
Is El Shaddai and sufficient? Let us pray.
하나님께서 내게 원하시는 것은
live a happy life in
God's word. 참된 행복의 삶을 사는 것인데 나는 그동안
I have misunderstood God as obsessed with the money in my pocket.
하나님께서 기뻐하시는 것은
What the Lord is pleased about
정의를 구현하고
is to practice justice and mercy and humbly walk with God.
나는 나의 재능이나 물질로
하나님을 달리고
오를 수
있다고 생각해봤습니다.
하나님께서는 전능하신 분인데 하나님을 믿는
God is Almighty,
하나님께서
but I, believing God, have acted as one who doesn't know God.
하나님께서는 그 무엇에도
Although God is sufficient and not being want,
그동안 나의 부족한 믿음으로는
I have not been able to enjoy the grace
due
to my insufficient faith.
하나님께서는 죽을 수밖에 없는 죄인인
Although God let himself be sacrificed to give us sinners eternal life, I have rushed toward the life which is destined to end. So my life, living in God, was meaningless and hopeless. On this fourth Sunday of Lent, I repent all this and please forgive me.
우리 인생의 부족함이 부족함 없는 하나님의 은혜임을 깨닫게 해 주셔서 감사합니다. 우리 인생의 부족함으로 인해 충분자이신 하나님과 늘 바른 관계를 맺게 해 주십시오. 우리 인생의 부족함으로 인해
오직 엘샤다이
하나님만으로 내 인생의 백그라운드로 삼게 해 주십시오.
Let us enjoy grace of God more deeply day by day due to the deficiency of our life so that we can pursue righteous life
for
true happiness
and
the confession of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Be the confession of us all, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.